In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Today is the fourth Sunday in the month of Tuba, and our church will start tomorrow and begins tomorrow the Jonah fast. And if we read from Jonah book, it's written like this: Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry out against it, for their wickedness had come up before me. But Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind and on the sea, green wind on the sea, and there was a mighty tempest on the sea, so that the ship was about to be broken up. And if we need to conclude or we need to resume the fast of Jonah, we can say it's only the fast of the repentance. If we are looking to the story of Jonah, we'll find that this is the main objective of this fast, is only the repentance. And if we need to learn from Jonah something, we have to learn 4 points. First of all, God is love. God is patient, God needs repentance, and God needs service, or need to serve. Again, it we have to learn from Jonah 4 points. First of all, God is love, God is patient, God needs repentance, and God needs service, or to serve. First one is God is love. If we contemplate, we know very well the story of Jonah and Nineveh. But we have to focus on this story, and we have to learn about God's love. How God tried to reach out all the people. If we are looking, for example, to Nineveh, we will discover that these people they don't know exactly who is God. They do a lot of sins, but they don't know God. That's why many people ask, okay, there is a lot of people who don't know God, don't know Jesus. Then how can God deal with them? No, God deal with them and take care of them. For example, like Nineveh. He sent Jonah and he told him, like, go and preach them. Tell them they have to repent. I am the God. I am the Pantocrator. I create all the world. And again, this is the God, the love of God. He tried to reach out every people, each one, by himself. But if we look for example, this is a city with 100,000. For example, is 100,000 of people. That's why maybe God care about them. And he also cared about Jonah himself. This is the God, this is the love of God. If we forget, for example, a millisecond, that there is no love, we are wrong. Even I'm a sinner, there is a love. If we going to, for example, the love of God, when he is looking, he sent Jonah, and he sent him, tell them that I will give them 40 days to repent. He can tell them only 3 days, 1 day to repent. But still, the love of God, he loved all the people. That's why he sent Jonah to these people. And if we look to Jonah, for example, we'll find that Jonah refused to go again to Nineveh. But also God need to teach Jonah something. He loved Jonah. And he had a wind. And he prepared a big fish. And to take Jonah. He still loved him. He still seek to him. He still needed Jonah come to him to be the man of God. A prophet. Even if I'm a sinner, still God search on me. He need to find myself anywhere. And this is the love of God. That's why if we are looking, for example, by the end of the story, not of Jonah, the end of story of the Old Testament, it's clear the love of God when he, in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And this is what happened. He gave himself as a sacrifice on the altar and on the cross, and he gave us the love. And this is what we have to learn from the, first of all, from Jonah, that we have a love, and the love of God is the great things. Even if I'm a sinner, I can come back again. All the time, God opened his arms, and he is waiting me. If even I'm a sinner, I have a lot of sins. Still, God, I'm waiting. You know what? It's sometimes God needs to talk with me. For example, he sent someone, can you go to the church? If you can go to the church to pray, for example. Or someone said to me anything, any word. God tried to push on me to come to him. He needs to talk to me. This is the love of God. But the problem, I close my eye, I close my heart, I close my ears. That's why. This is the problem. That's why we have to open our heart to hear the voice of God. And the second point to learn from Jonah is God is patient. If I'm a big sinner, and he still have a patience on me, he want that I go to the heaven. That's why he give me a long time, a long period for repentance. For example, he gives the same period, for example, 40 days to Nineveh people. He said to them, okay, you can repent on 40 days. And this is strange. Why our God, you have this patience on these people? It's 40 days. He said, maybe someone by the end of the period, he change his mind and repent and come back to me. And this is the same what God deal with me. All the time I fall in sin, and he give me also another chance. Come back to me. And this is the patience of God. But the problem that we use the patience of God in the wrong way. We say like, okay, God have patience. Let's do a sin. We have to understand that God patience have a limit also. But by the end of the day, he will see me and ask me what you are doing. And he will see what you did in your life. And this is a problem. That's why I have to think about what I am doing. God will ask me again and again and again. And he give me also many chances, but we have a limit. And also another point we have to learn from Jonah is God need my repentance. Then first of all, God is love and love all the people. That's why he have a patience, and he need my repentance. That's why he was waiting the repentance of Jonah and also Nineveh. Jonah fell into sin, but he gave another chance, and please come back to me, and give also another chance to Nineveh. And Nineveh fast for 3 days, and they came back again to God. Then God love, that's why he have a patient, and he give also many chances to repentance. And that's why I have to ask myself, I am in good with my life. I am very near from God. I am deal good with God. I remember God during my day. I do everything as God said. This is very important. If not, then I have to see myself again. I have to see what exactly the wrong, what is exactly the problem in my life. Then I have again and again to stay with myself and to ask myself again, I'm right in the right way or I'm in the wrong way. What is my relation with God now? What is exactly what God said to me during the day? Or there is no relationship with him. Or there is a problem, there is a like obstacle or something or a gap between me and between God. That's why our church arranged the fast. Some people, they have a problem with the fast, fasting, but the problem is the fast is only the way for repentance. When we stop some foods and we stop also to eat, it's also another way for repentance. That's why I have to again to ask myself where I am now. What is my potential in next period? For next future, I am seeking God and hear the voice of God, or I am away, I am in the life. And this is another point. And last point to learn from Jonah, that God needs to serve. There, first of all, we know very well that God is love. And he loved me if I'm a sinner. Even I did like all sins in the world, he still loved me. He needs me. Second point is God is have patience. That's why he is waiting me. He gives me a long time to repent. And the third one is to repent. The repentance. Then that's why we have to fast. This is a one way to reach God. And the fourth point is we have to serve. That's why he sent Jonah, for example, to serve him. And he asked, Jonah, can you go to Nineveh? And when Jonah flee, because he knows very well that God is love, and if the people, and he have patience, and if the people repent, they will forgive. Then he understand from day one that God will forgive them. That's why he flee. But even he sent to him to Nineveh to serve him. And this is also what God sent me. Send everyone in the world to serve him. Serve him in the church. Serve him outside. Serve him in the school. Serve him in university. Serve him in the work, in my job. Serve him anywhere. That's why this is our objective again from the Christians in the world, to serve our God Jesus Christ. That's why also when I am fasting, I try to be more close to God. I try to pray. And I raise my heart to God, be with me. And when I am going to the work or whatever, I'm acting as God. I am a mirror of Jesus. Then the people will see me, oh, wow, this is Jesus. This is a Christian. That's why I have to serve. When Jonah went to Nineveh, I think Nineveh saw like Jonah, and he said to them, you know what? God needs that you repent. But I think Nineveh people saw God in Jonah. And this is what we have also to hear, what God said to me. That's why please we can take like a small training on us for during the 3 days of fasting tomorrow, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. We have in the 3 days, we have the liturgies. If you can attend the liturgy one at least per the 3 days, it will be very good. And if we can also try to stop to eat, for example, for a while, depend on your level, but at least you can stop for a while to eat, it would be very good for yourself. And also try to read Jonah book. It's only 4 chapters. Only 4 chapters. And I don't want to read the 4 chapters during the 3 days. No, I need, then we need, we read the 4 chapters every day, if we can, because it's very small and we need to learn what Jonah said. If we, for example, if we read the prayer of Jonah, when he said, then Jonah prayed to the Lord his God from the fish belly, and he said, I cried out to the Lord because of my affliction, and he answered me out of the belly of Shaul. I cried, and you heard my voice. And this is what we have to ask God. We cry to hear my voice. This is what we have to do during the 3 days. That we have to cry to God. We have to learn that God is love. We have to learn that God is patient. We have to learn that God needs my repentance. And I have to learn that God needs also to go back to him and to serve him. That's why I am crying to him during the fasting. And I am waiting to hear his voice. By the end of the 3 days, after the reading of, we read the Jonah book, we have to hear the voice of God. This is the target of the fasting of Jonah. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
Canin novi nane volto beme psoi sfere egun ot tishe liten te vechresos ai geia mariet jaket si sent canin novi nane volto beme psoi sfere egun Diat loporos e martiros, avavis ad die presbiteros, et tepcane novinane, o jefes maros in jebios, nem epsiri, nem vietnel maeto ef, et reies e gike volte noste muse fione.
Hands of
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, genomis mi.